How often should you audit your SPF record, and what should you look for? The article highlights the importance of maintaining a properly configured and regularly updated SPF sender policy framework record to protect your domain from phishing and spoofing attacks while ensuring email deliverability. SPF records, published as DNSTXT records, list all IP addresses and domains authorized to send emails on your behalf. An outdated or misconfigured SPF record can lead to authentication failures, causing legitimate emails to land in spam or bounce, and opens up your domain to abuse. Maintaining an effective SPF record means continuously updating it as your organization's email sending infrastructure changes. This includes adding new tools, example, CRMs, marketing platforms, cloud email services, and removing obsolete services. Failing to do so can result in SPF failures, especially if entries are missing or the record exceeds the SPF's specification limit of 10 DNS lookups. Misconfigurations like ending your SPF record with plus all are particularly dangerous as they allow any sender to pass authentication checks. The article stresses the need for regular SPF audits, ideally every 3 months, to ensure alignment with your current infrastructure and prevent deliverability or security issues. Immediate updates are also essential whenever a new service is added or removed. Key elements to check during an SPF audit include inclusion of all active legitimate senders, staying within the 10 DNS lookup limit, proper use of the all mechanism, preferably all or all, removal of outdated or risky entries. Manual audits can be error-prone, so using automated SPF validation and flattening tools is recommended to streamline the process and maintain robust email security.